Welcome to the Thursday, February 23rd, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with news from Apache. The Apache Foundation released a new version of its popular web server. Now, this is version 2.4, or the first iteration of it that was released is now 2.4.1. Number of changes to it, a number of new and improved modules. I put together a brief diary with that. The one module that caught my attention the most was Sessions. Sessions is always one of these hard to implement correctly features in web applications, and a lot of the security of a web application really is built around sessions being properly implemented. Well, Apache now has its own session module. We'll have to see how that exactly works in real life. The one thing that concerns me a little bit is that as an option, you don't have to, but as an option, the session information can be stored on the client. And I'm a little bit afraid that developers sort of fall in that trap and don't think about securing sessions on the client. However, on that note, also another module implemented in Apache allows you now to actually encrypt those sessions. These sessions can be used for authentication, so really have to see how this will all work. There's some extra headers that are being used to add data to this session. So this could, for example, also be used then with AJAX applications. And as a result, I could sort of envision some issues there with from a security point of view. Again, it just was released, Apache 2.4. I personally would not recommend using it right away for production use, even though Apache basically states that this is their best server at this point and kind of recommends that people should use it. But with the large number of changes being made, I would wait a couple iterations for them to be debugged. And researchers at Cambridge University did a study to look at how random four-digit PINs are that people select for their ATM access. Now, of course, we would expect them to be not perfectly random if you allow people to pick them, just like with passwords. It wasn't actually that catastrophic, as I think a similar study would turn out with passwords. 64% of users did pick random pins. However, there's still about a 1 in 11 chance that the pin is trivial to guess, like that it's derived from a birthday, for example. The risk there being, of course, that typically you lose a hold of your ATM card if you lose your wallet. So if there's a driver's license or some other identifying document inside with your birthday, then an attacker who would get a hold of your wallet would be able to use your birthday and try to log in or withdraw cash. Now, how did they get a hold of these pins? Did they just ask users for them? In part, that's what they did. However, they didn't ask users for their pin as part of the study. They just asked them, hey, is your pin derived from something like a birthday? And in part, they kind of belief that users answered that honestly. In addition, sort of as a control group, they also had access to a number of pins that were captured by Trojans, and they're probably legit or not legit, but real, because the Trojan basically collected them as part of phishing exercises. And then there's a new exploit to bypass the iPhone's access PIN. Now, you may have remembered there have been problems in the past. For example, the most recent one was with the iPad 2, where you could use a smart cover kind of to bypass the access code. This new exploit is a little bit similar, actually, in its nature. It's a little timing issue. What you have to do here is you have to eject the SIM card insert it, and then try to make a call before the SIM card is fully recognized. If you hit it just right, then you have access to the address book. You have access to the recent call history, and I believe you can also make a phone call at that point. I will link to the video that shows the exploit in the show notes. It appears to take a couple of tries in the video for them to actually get the timing quite right, but it's definitely not impossible to pull off that exploit once you see in the video how it exactly works. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.